All right. Oh my god. Stop. Anyways, I'm sorry. I get too giggly when I'm really nervous, so like, at least I'm not gonna say it. So, my friends wanted me to try a British, I don't know, like, I'm not very good at it at all. I literally skip the T's in a way, if that makes sense. Like, I just said I am not good at it. Or I try to pronunciate them more. I'm saying things. And then like, the accent goes away, if that makes sense. Like, I don't even know what I'm doing at this point. Other than I get a little too breathy when I'm speaking in a British accent. If this is even a British accent at this point. And I don't know if y'all can actually hear me. Oh my god. I go from like a British accent and then I go to my regular voice. I hate myself. Anyways. So. I am so sorry to anyone that has to listen to this. So like, I'ma try to read a book or a chapter or something in a British accent. I'ma try. I'ma get into the mindset. Later. Oh wait. Call me by your name. Yo, we're the author. By Andre Assimil. I suck at English. It was not my first language, and Spanish was my first language. But then I don't even know Spanish that well either. So I'm lost. Okay. Part one. If not later, when? Bro, how many? Oh god. How many pages? You know what? I will read up to 5 pages or something. Later. The word, the voice, the attitude. I'd never heard anyone use later to say goodbye before. It sounded harsh, curt, and dismissive, spoken with the veiled indifference of people who may not care to see or hear from you again. It is the first thing I remember about him, and I can hear it still today, later. I shut my eyes, say the word, and I'm back in Italy so many years ago, walking down the tree-lined driveway, watching him step out of the cab, billowy blue shirt, wide open collar, sunglasses, straw hat, skin everywhere. Suddenly shaking my hand, handing me his backpack, removing his oh my god, I'm so sorry. Removing his suitcase from the trunk of the cab, asking if my father is home. Just kidding. It might have started right there and then. The shirt, the rolled up sleeves, the rounded balls of his heels slipping in and out of his frayed espadrilles. Eager to test the hot gravel path that led to our house, every stride already asking, which way to the beach? This summer's house guest, another bore. Then, almost without thinking, and with his back already turned to the corner, he waves the back of his free hand and utters a careless later to another passenger in the car who has probably split the fare from the station. No name added, no just to smooth out the ruffled leave-taking, nothing. His one word send off Brisk, bold, and blunt. Take your pick. He couldn't be bothered, which you watch, I thought. This is how you'll say goodbye to us when the time comes. With a gruff slapdash later. Meanwhile, we'd have to put up with him for 6 long weeks. I was thoroughly intimidated. The unapproachable sort. I could grow to like him, though. From rounded chin to rounded heel. Then, within days, I would learn to hate him. This, the very person whose photo on the application form months earlier had leapt out with promises of instant affinities. Taking in summer guests was my parents' way of helping young academics revise a manuscript before publication. For 6 weeks each summer, I'd have to vacate my bedroom and move one room down the corridor into a much smaller room that had once belonged to my grandfather. During the winter months when we were away in the city, it became a part-time two-shed storage room, an attic, or rumor had it. My grandfather, my namesake, still ground his teeth in his eternal sleep. Summer residents didn't have to pay anything, were given the full run of the house, and could basically do anything they pleased, provided they spent an hour or so a day helping my father with his correspondence and assorted paperwork. They became part of the family. After about 15 years of doing this, we had gotten used to a shower of postcards and gift packages, not only around Christmas time, but all year long from people who were now totally devoted to our family and would go out of the way when they were in Europe to drop by B for a day or two with their family and take a nostalgic tour of their old digs. At meals, there were frequently two or three other guests, sometimes neighbors or relatives, sometimes colleagues, lawyers, doctors. The rich and famous who dropped by to see my father on the way on their own summer houses. On their way to their own summer houses. Sometimes would even open our dining room to the occasional tourist couple who'd heard of the old villa and simply wanted to come by and take a peek and were totally enchanted when asked to eat with us and tell us about themselves while my father informed at the last minute, dished out her usual fare. My father, who was reserved and shy in private, loved nothing better than to have some precocious rising expert in a field. Sorry, now I'm rethinking that word. Rising expert in a field keep the conversation going in few languages while the hot summer sun, after a few glasses of Rosatello, ushered in the unavoidable afternoon torpor. We named the task dinner drudgery, and after a while so did most of our 6 week guests. Now that truly sucked big time. I don't this point anymore. Anyways, I hope y'all enjoy. Nobody's gonna enjoy this. What am I talking about? Anyways, I deeply love y'all. I don't know what else to say. Like, what even is an outro? Why do I keep trying to speak in a British accent when clearly I suck at it? You see, maybe I should practice more before I move to London. Because then I'ma go there and be like, yeehaw y'all, how y'all doing? That's not even my accent. I'm from Texas and I don't even speak like that. I don't know, other than a Mexican one, I don't know. Anyways, I am so sorry if you have kept listening here. And thank you for listening. I don't know why you wanted to listen, but thank you. Okay, bye.